joining us from the San Francisco Chronicle. No one knows baseball like him. Always a pleasure to have him on the show on the weekend. That is Bruce Jenkins. How are you?
Hey, Marty, we're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, first of all, and Brad Manchin is here, you know, Bruce, I want to say, when you see this book, Never Say Die, and you know the quality of Brad's photography.
Oh, my gosh. I've known Brad for so long, and he's absolutely one of the best. He's a great stuff for Sports Illustrated. I know. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. No, this is I'm just thumbing through it, and I'm looking at it and said, wow, it just brings you right back. But we got to forget about 2012 a little bit. I mean, when the home opener comes, it'll be like a celebratory weekend of the ring ceremony and the flag raising. But opening day is Monday, and what a better place to go down there and see him right away. Might as well take a look at him against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, the big question in the West is, you know, how the Dodgers are going to fare with all this newfound money and big contracts against the established team that, you know, relies more on the fundamentals and the basics. And right away, we'll get a few early answers there.
Yeah, opening day, Kershaw and Matt Cain. I had Jim Barr on earlier, and, you know, he said, well, he had one opening day start and kind of didn't remember it. And I, you know, Tony Hayes looked it up for me. And April 10th, 1975, 10 shutout innings against the Padres.
There's a modest fellow.
Yes, really. He didn't remember that. But, in a way, I'm glad, again, it's a big game. Every big game for the playoffs, who got the ball? Cain. And he gets the ball again.
Yeah, that's only fitting. You know, I mean, it's more than a ceremonial honor, really. I mean, it really reflects, what he's all about. And it's just strange that they seem it's a game that they don't need to win that game, but it would sure be nice to sort of establish a few things right away. Like, we've still got who we think's the best pitcher in the league, and whatever else unfolds in the game, it's big in that sense.
Yeah, what was your take on the Posey contract yesterday? I know they worked on it quite a bit. In spring training, I know a lot of meetings going on, and it's a long contract. Maybe that's the state of baseball today. It's Evan Longoria, the Joe Mauers of the world. They lock him up. What was your take on Posey? Because the Giants never did this before.
No, I think we talked about this a little bit last week. I'm not really in favor of the long long contracts. My policy would be 5 years max for a position guy and 3 for a pitcher, unless he was really, really special. Just because when you get late in the deal, there's regrets. It's not the same guy necessarily. In some cases, he may have broken down completely. Like Alex Rodriguez right now is the worst contract in the history of the game, probably. But, you know, signing up Posey for life, how bad can it be?
Really?
You know, I mean, they didn't have to do this. But, I mean, if there's anybody who would qualify for a deal like this, who I might make an exception for, it would probably be Posey, because I think he's around for the long haul, maybe not as a catcher all the way, probably assuredly not all the way as a catcher, but unbelievable character, great hitter, great guy to have on the team. It's no accident they won 2 out of 3 titles when he was in there, and, you know, when they didn't win it, he wasn't in there. So, I mean, I don't like the idea. I don't like what happens to the Zetos and Jason Worth. You know, Troy Tulowitzki, the Rockies are going to be dealing with that now. In a few years, so it's there's some peril involved, but I guess if anybody would be your guy, it'd be Posey.
Yeah, you know, it's funny as you're talking about it. I'll give you some of the names. A-Rod, he signed in 2001. He signed the big contract, and of course, steroids, whatever. They got something out of him in Texas. Then the Yankee contract was 10 years in 2008, disaster.
They wish they were rid of him. They really do. They wish he was nowhere near the Yankee Stadium.
Pujols, 10-year deal, 2012. How's that going to work?
Total disaster. within 4 years, it'll be a total disaster.
All right, Joey Votto, and signed from 2014 to 2023.
I like Votto. Yeah. I like him a lot. But he hasn't been known to play a full season for one reason or another.
Exactly. It's
a big risk there.
Exactly. He's got the bad knee. Prince Fielder, 2012 to 2020.
Right. He's funny because he manages to play 162. You look at him and he's like, geez, he's going to be having this and that problem. But still, I don't see, with that body type, I don't see that being a great deal years from now.
All right, Joe Mauer, 2011 to 2018, $184 million. That's a problem.
Big problem. He's come back to earth, and I don't think he's going to be taken off again. Not in a spectacular way that would validate that kind of contract.
All right, Verlander signed yesterday. Until 2019.
Too many years for a pitcher, Marty. I love Verlander. I love how he can throw 130, 135 pitches. He'll take into the 10th inning if necessary, and I think he can do that for a long time, but I don't know about all those years. I really don't.
All right, Teixeira, 2009 to 2016. How about him?
Often injured.
Right.
Injured right now.
Right.
That's the history. Why? Why do this?
All right. Felix Hernandez, 2013 to 2019, pitcher.
It's a risk, but, you know, I think in Seattle, they don't have much history. They've never won at all. They've been downtrodden. There was some talk maybe he would be traded or, you know, want to leave as a free agent, but he loves Seattle, and they love him, and that was a nice feel-good thing for them. I think I still am opposed to that for a pitcher.
No, look, I agree with you. One pitcher could be over.
Yeah, it's too many years.
Yeah. All right, and then we come to Buster Posey. That's the next richest guy. And you know what it is, Bruce, and going through this, I'm doing my lawyer stuff here. This is probably one of the better risks of the long-term contract with Posey. Now, of course, he's got the injured, you know, he was injured.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can make that argument as well, but as the person and the ability to play, it's probably one of the better contracts that I just named. And that's the richest contract, then you come to Posey.
Yeah, he was injured, but he's not injury prone.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
There's a big difference there. And, you know, he's. I don't think he's going to be taken out for months at a time due to a collision at home plate anytime soon. That's not going to happen with him. And he's such a versatile guy. You know, in college he literally played every position. You could stick him at short for an inning, and maybe not if you get hurt too badly, but he could play third or first base in the future. And play it really well, you know, in a very professional manner. First base probably being the best, because his range may not be the best. But he's a guy that just, the idea of him anchoring the lineup sort of indefinitely is pretty refreshing.
Well, I guarantee if they put him at second, he'll cover second, not like Aubrey Huff. He'll stand there and look the other way.
Exactly.
Believe me.
That's right. Yeah, no doubt.
He'll go to the bag. I'll tell you. Well, the other statement it makes, and look, for the franchise, I mean, they're saying, Posey, this is your team. Matt Cain, this is your team.
Well, here's the great thing about the Giants. The whole organization is about this. I mean, Bobby Evans and John Barr and all those guys got extensions. You know, Cain's locked up. Posey's locked up. They locked up Savion and Boshi. I mean, they've got a really good thing going. They're sitting on a gold mine at the ballpark and everything else, and they're making sure that when you see a valuable member of this organization walking by, whether he's got a tie on or the catcher's mask or whatever, this is a guy that's going to be around. They're going to have him, and that's a terrific thing.
Good story. It's a good story. Bruce Jenkins joins us from the Chronicle. I know you don't like to make predictions, and I had this conversation, I think, with Angel Pagan yesterday about predictions. I said, you know, baseball's a talking sport, and we love to do it, but you never know what's going to happen with injuries, players breaking through, pitchers having big seasons. You just never know. But going into this thing, is it a two-team race or a three-team race or a four-team race in the West? How do you see it?
I think it strikes me as a two-team race. There's just too much uncertainty about Arizona. You know, they were talking up the kid Adam Eaton as a leadoff guy in center fielder. Right off the bat, he's got a torn elbow ligament. He's out for maybe a couple months. That's a big setback for them. You know, I just don't think that team, with all the weird stuff that's been going on, trading Trevor Bauer, and they get Cody Ross, but he's hurt, and Lundqvist is hurt. It just seems like, it doesn't sound like the makings of a real year of contention. So I see it as a two-team race, and I don't mind making picks on the radio. It's when they're in print and people come out and say something.
Right.
I know when we talked last year, I liked the Giants all year long, and that's how I feel right now. I feel like they're the class of the division, and I think it's Dodgers-Giants really all the way, and, you know, how great is that?
Yeah, no, I think they're the two best teams, and they play the game correctly. As I say, Posey, the respect for the game, and, you know, if there's a guy in second, you move him over. That's Bochy, Wotus, Flannery, Bam Bam, you know, that's the way they play.
Yeah, and once again, you just mentioned two more guys, you know, Flannery, Rigetti, Wotus, these guys have been around, you know, forever, and somebody should pick off Wotus as a manager.
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that. I was thinking about that today, and Ken Rosenthal wrote a column today, and you'll appreciate this, and he put the 12 managers on the hot seat, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, as I'm reading this, I'm saying, Mike Quadi, Wotus, get ready.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
These are people that should get interviews. Mattingly, yeah. Socha, I'll give you the list. Mattingly, Socha, Ned Yost in Kansas City, Terry Collins in New York, Charlie Manuel in Philly, Ron Gardenhire in Minnesota, Girardi, Clint Hurdle, Eric Wedge in Seattle, Jim Leland in Detroit.
Oh, jeez.
Walt Weiss, who's never managed a game yet. They got him on the hot seat already. And Mike Redmond, who's never managed in Miami. So, and I'll tell you something. In this list, 8 or 9 of them could go.
Boy, no kidding. There's a lot of heat on those seats.
Yeah.
And I'll say one thing. If they're gone in mid-season, which is what's going to happen to some of these guys, I don't see Wotus jumping off the ship there.
No, they can't happen. No, that wouldn't happen, but if this is an end-of-the-year thing, I hope he gets a shot. And Sabian's promoting him, and that's what it takes as well.
Yeah, the Giants really do have fantastic leadership. And another reason I like the Giants is, Mattingly's a great guy, but he's a relatively inexperienced manager. They haven't give him an extension. He's kind of dangling out there. And the leader in the clubhouse is Matt Kemp, who 2 years ago was anything but that. And when you compare that to guys like Posey and Kane, I just think there's a massive difference there.
Yeah, I see.
That counts.
I'm telling you, I see Mattingly going, and I see Mike Socha as the new manager of the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think it's about time for that to happen. I think Socha's kind of hit the end of the line in Anaheim. And, boy, if he doesn't win with that, Ruth Garrick and Jimmy Fox lineup.
It's true.
Yeah.
And the other thing I thought of you, of course, Posey's stats, 46 homers, 191 RBIs. That's a nice season for Hack Wilson. And that's his career.
Yeah, but can Posey pick up another RBI after he's dead?
That's right. He went from 190 to 191, and he still had the bottle in his back pocket.
Yeah.
So that was Hack Wilson. All right. Hey, have a good afternoon, and I'll think of you on opening day. And for you and me, all of us who love the game, it now starts, and I just can't wait for opening day.
That should be very special on both sides of the bay.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
You bet, Marty. Thank
All right.
You.
Always a pleasure with Bruce Jenkins. Boy, when Bruce and I start, anything can happen. We can bring up names from Tinker to Evers to Chance.